Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Passing the Senate and moving on to the House. But what does the Farm Bill mean for renewable energy? In particular, biodiesel and ethanol. I'm your host, John Davis. The Farm Bill has passed the U.S. Senate and is headed for consideration in the House. The bill has several provisions in it that are seen as good for renewable energy, as it includes $150 million a year for the Biorefinery Assistance Program, which survived Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey's amendment that would have repealed the program altogether, $30 million a year for the Biomass Research and Development Initiative, $20 million a year each for the Bioenergy Program for Advanced Biofuels, Rural Energy for America Program, and the Biomass Crop Assistance Program. Although the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Democratic Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, is worried about moving forward with anything that helps cellulosic ethanol.
I just don't think cellulosic is ever going to be commercialized. It just doesn't look like it to me. And it's become a problem. I mean, the Solyndra thing, and it's become politicized. As I told the group, I think algae has some potential, you know, that. But the economics, you know, with a lot of this stuff do not work unless the government supports it, and we're broke.
All of the measures that on the surface don't look like they belong under the Farm Bill is why Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack doesn't refer to it by that name.
Well, first of all, if you were in my office, and Max Holtzman can attest to this, if you referred to it as the Farm Bill, you'd be charged a dollar. And the reason for that is that when you say Farm Bill, you essentially speak to that 0.1% of the population. Well, I have news for you and the country. Every single American has a stake in this legislation.
And, of course, that includes the energy provisions of the Agriculture Reform, Food and Jobs Act of 2012, as Vilsack told members of the American Seed Trade Association at their convention.
Most people know of it in terms of biofuel and renewable energy production. The creation of biomass that's being converted. We have a record amount of biofuel being produced in this country. What does it mean? It means that we are importing less foreign oil. 3 years ago, 62% of our oil was imported. Today, it's 45%. Many reasons for that, but one of the principal reasons is the expansion of the biofuel industry. We're now generating twice the renewable energy than we did just 3 years ago, in part because of the biomass that's being converted into electricity. None of that happens without seed. And it's now expanding beyond just biofuel and renewable energy into new chemicals, new plastics, new fibers, new fabrics. Let me give you a few examples. There's research being done at Virginia Tech that I learned about just this week, where they're taking plant material and they're converting it into a plastic product that's hard enough that Detroit is considering switching out what they use to produce the bodies of automobiles. So at some point in time in the not-too-distant future, automobile bodies will be 100% plant and crop-based. Think of the future. I traveled to Wisconsin to a small facility that has figured out how to take corn cobs and the molecules from corn cobs and reconfigure them into the molecules of petroleum, which in turn allowed them to produce a plastic bottle that got the attention of Coca-Cola, and now Coca-Cola will use it to produce its water product, Asante Water. Today, that bottle is 30% plant material. In 2 years, it will be 100% plant material.
But Vilsack says too often research for agriculture, including money spent on biofuels research, is underfunded, even in a $500 billion bill. But at the end of the day, as the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, says, it's the best they could do.
This is a good bill. Is it the best possible bill? No, it is the best bill possible.
The House is expected to take up the bill after the 4th of July break, and then the two chambers will need to hammer out any differences between each version. That might be when the real debates kick in. We'll keep our eyes on it. I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.